Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Monday, January 10. For all of our podcasts, articles, visit ValueSide.com. Today, people are dying. That's all I need to know. Just ahead. Well, in my professional life, I've rarely run into a topic as polarizing as the vax, the COVID-19 vaccine. From all reports, by now nearly half the population have themselves taken the vax, while nearly half the population has not. This means that each group has made up their minds on the issue, pro or anti-vax. And generally, they have a very personal vested interest in its efficacy. So when I raised the interesting issue of One America Mutual Life Insurance Company with a couple of friends of mine this weekend, I quickly found myself mired in the pro-anti-vax debate. And we all know both sides of the argument by now, so I really don't want to go down that path with you today. Instead, I would like to approach a slightly different issue with you on my third try. As investors, let's you and I address the recent report by Scott Davidson, the CEO of One America, to a business roundtable in Indiana, One America's home state. First, a little background. One America is a mutual life insurance company that's been around since 1877. It currently holds $100 billion in policyholder assets, and those policyholders are Mr. Davidson's only constituents. Unlike a publicly traded insurance company, Davidson has no shareholders to cater to. The policyholders of One America own the company, so he can call it like it is with no worry about how his comments might affect the company's share price. There's no public stock in One America. Now, a primary business segment for One America is the group life insurance segment. This division works with businesses to provide life insurance for their workers age 18 to 64, and we can assume that these individuals are fairly healthy in that they are all, after all, gainfully employed. But we really don't have to make any assumptions about the people insured because the results are so absolutely astonishing. Boiling Davidson's story down to the essentials, basically, One America sailed through the first year of the pandemic and through most of last year with little change in their mortality rates. While the number of COVID deaths apparently rose, other forms of death decline, so that offsetted that rise in COVID. Total number of deaths in 2020 and the first part of 2021 remained about the same as always. But everything then changed in the third quarter of 2021, and it is this quarter that Davidson focuses on. In that fateful third quarter of last year, total deaths jumped by an astonishing 40%, something the company had not seen in its 143 years of operation. Davidson said that while a 10% rise in the number of deaths would have been equivalent to a 1 in a 200-year event, last year's rise in deaths is simply off the scale, larger than could ever have been expected. And I suspect that this is the real reason that Davidson wanted to gain a public forum. This simply can't continue and allow One America to meet its current life insurance settlements. At some point, something needs to change. But Davidson went on to say that nothing is changing. This accelerated death rate continued throughout the fourth quarter of last year also. And this is the point that both I and Mr. Davidson are trying to make. People are dying, passing from this world at an unprecedented rate. As investors, perhaps that is the bottom line. The life insurance industry is in for some really rough times ahead if this continues, and we all need to be aware of that. As for what is the cause of all this, our understanding of that will come in due course. But for now, we need to know this undeniable fact. People are dying like never before. Now, in economic news today, first up in just a few minutes, will be the latest reading on the euro area's unemployment rate Analysts expect the unemployment rate to decline to 7.1%. Then a little later in the morning, we'll get the latest on wholesale inventories. The street is looking for a big drop in inventories, perhaps not unexpected in these weeks after Christmas season, but still something to watch carefully, as it may indicate that retailers are beginning to look for reduced sales ahead. Now, I'm experiencing some technical issues this morning, and I don't have the earnings calendar up. And that's the value side for Monday, January 10. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.